Out the window, I say that, mind. I was about to say, you just got to look out the window and see that spring has sprung. It's in the air. Well, it is actually, you know, I mean, giving away the rain and the dark clouds and stuff. When you look around a little bit further, a little bit deeper, you'll see the lambs are in the field. The lambing season is well underway. And of course, you'll see those lovely little yellow flowers and the crocuses as well. You know, the daffodils. A spring has definitely sprung. And now our supermarkets are suddenly filled with bundles of bright yellow blooms. Yes, the daffodil. It's a classic flower. It's famed for its mood-boosting, vibrant colour. It's, unusual shape. And it's ultra-low price. You can buy them in some of the supermarkets for £1 a bunch these days. Now, there's a great way of lighting up your home. But did you know daffodils are toxic? Yes. Yeah, daffodils have a sticky sap when you cut the bottom of the stem, and this is actually toxic to both other plants and humans. You could end up having an itchy rash or an irritating skin thing, and it's probably from your daffodils. They're soft stem, says experts, so they shouldn't be cut at 45 degrees. They should be cut straight across. Leave them soaking in water until all the sap drains out. And then you'll be able to put them with other plants, other flowers. Because a lot of people, what they like to do is they like to make a bouquet. They get living in chrysanthemums and daffodils and other bright coloured flowers, and they put them in their home to make their homes look bright and breezy and wonderful and spring-like. But as I say, daffodils, if you don't cut them properly and if you don't wash the sap away, they could leave you with an irritating rash, and they could also kill the rest of the plants and flowers in your little display. So there you go. Experts is telling you that you should just put them in. Leave them for about an hour in this water so that the sap drains away, and then pop them into the bowl where the other flowers are, if that's what you're going to do with them. But what you should do is you should make sure that you don't cut them at 45 degrees. Cut them at 90 degrees straight across. It's amazing what we'll tell you here on The Daily Drop, and that's what it's all about. That's why we call ourselves The Daily Drop, because you drop in and we give you loads of great music and useful and useless information.
Pressure got up. Everyone's talking about.
I like it because the music is just great. Lots of chat and lots of gossip and lots of interaction, all of it.
I think they're very good.
From the depths of downtown County Durham, it's The Daily Drop with George Herron.
Thank you.
you remember them guys, the Jackson 5? My goodness gracious me. Michael Jackson, of course, sadly no longer with us. I wonder what happened to the rest of them. I should really Google it, because, you know, they were big, massive, weren't they, in the 60s and 70s, and then obviously they went their own separate ways and did their own things, and, you know, my goodness, I wonder where they are. It's like the Osmonds, they were massive as well in the 70s, weren't they, the Osmonds, and I had the pleasure of meeting up with Merrill and his son and having a dinner with them about 2 years ago, thanks to Piers at the breakfast show. And what a wonderful family, what a really nice guy Merrill Osmond is. He's a fantastic bloke, and I was like starstruck because I was sitting there thinking, you know, I used to listen to these guys when I was a young man, a young lad, you know, everyone used to dance to the Osmonds. And if you're new to this sort of like the Osmonds name, who are they? Well, the Osmonds were to the 60s and 70s to what Take That were to the 90s. Yeah, kind of there or thereabouts. That's, they were massive. They were the one of, they were the biggest band out there, and they had all sorts. And the whole family were into singing and dancing. And oh man, they were massive. The Osmonds. I'll tell you what. Why don't I? Let's find a track. I'll play the Osmonds. Let's bring this one up. It's the Make the World Go Away.
Thank you.
two from the Osmonds. Donnie, Make the World Go Away. And then Donnie and his sister Marie, Paper Roses. I'll tell you what, as I say, the Osmonds were massive back in the day, weren't they? You know, if you were around in the 70s, there was a few groups back in the 70s, wasn't there? There was a few big, big names. The Osmonds, of course, everybody knew the Osmonds. Worldwide, the Osmonds were as big, as I say, as Take That and Oasis and stuff like that. They were massive back in their day. As were Jackson 5. You know, they had their place in the music industry. But there was another group out there. You might remember them. They came from Scotland. I can't remember whereabouts. Was it Glasgow? Was it Edinburgh? Was it all over? I can't remember. But these guys, now these guys had a bit of a fad going, didn't they? If you had a bit of tartan, you would sew it to your trousers, sew it down the legs, sew it to the bottom, you would carry it in your pocket. It is, of course, the Bay City Rollers. Massive in the day.
Do you love me?
Like I love you.
Like I love you.
Or is this goodbye?
Or is this
goodbye?
Goodbye.
Bye, bye, bye. I should have known better than before.
You know what, as I say, there was some great groups around in the 70s. The Osmonds, of course, the Bay City Rollers, Jackson 5. There were many, many, many. Slade, Mud. Oh, my goodness, the 70s was such an era for bands of all sorts of shapes and sizes. But I guess the Bay City Rollers was the one that, you know, was the fad, wasn't it? Everybody was wearing tartan. They did for Scotland what the Olympic Games did for England, you know, and other countries. It's fantastic, you know. So there you go, a little drop back in time. Now, well, there was another group kicking around, of course, in the 60s and 70s. And they broke up, didn't they? They had a bit of a falling out. They were massive, absolutely massive in the 60s. But they all went their own separate ways and did their own separate things. And, of course, well, they were called the Beatles. And one of the guys from the Beatles was called George Harrison. Here's a track from him.
Oh,
There you go, the sound of George Harrison from the Beatles, of course. And as I say, the Beatles had a bit of a falling out, didn't they? And they all went their own separate ways. Well, there you go, George Harrison, My Sweet Lord. And My Sweet Lord, Lordy, 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 that's it, me. That's me done, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning into the Daily Drop, not only today on Friday, but also right through the week. Whatever you're going to be doing for the weekend, enjoy it. Enjoy the sport, enjoy the Formula One, enjoy the football, enjoy the horse racing and everything else that's going on this weekend. And playing us out, it's Paul Simon. I'll see you bright and early Monday morning. As usual, you take care of yourself. Whatever you're doing this weekend, do it with a smile on your face.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer. here, man. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me,
is Nova Radio Northeast.
Ofgem has confirmed household energy bills will fall by 7% from July. The typical bill will drop by £129 to £1,720 per year. Martin Lewis is from Money Saving Expert.
It's expected to stay roughly the same for the end of the year, though there's some crystal ball gazing in that. The cheapest fixes on the market right now are 18% below the current price cap. So if you do a comparison